Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fissure Revolution, and I'm about to blow your mind. I want you to stop listening to me, press pause on this recording, and I want you to play the video that I've posted below. And every time somebody says the word audio, I want you to substitute the word film. And when you're done, press play again. I'll wait for you. Okay, welcome back. So you've just listened to that beautiful video with everybody who's anybody who's famous in the audio industry. And did you hear how they talked about Pono? Did you hear how they talked about the depth and the roundness and how basically bad it makes CDs and MP3 sound and how this is like having a vinyl record player in your pocket? Well, I personally think this is the future of audio. You know, people are demanding more. And I thought that the similarities between the audio and our visual world are just, it makes total sense. Everything they're saying is exactly what we've been talking about here on the Fissure Revolution and on other websites about how film has so much more depth and so much more emotional quality than a digital capture. I'm not against digital. I shoot digital myself a fair amount, and there are times where it absolutely fits the needs of what I have to do. But to say it's the end-all, be-all, that I won't do. So what's interesting, though, is the way that Neil Young put this video together. What did he do? He went out and got his famous friends to listen to the audio and then to comment on it. Well, nothing sells something better than somebody famous or somebody who you respect telling you, wow, this is so much better, you have to go out and buy it. Well, I asked Kodak many years ago to do a very similar thing for film. I said, you know, there's an awful lot of cinematographers out there and still photographers who are super famous who shoot film for some or all of their work. Yet, Kodak doesn't promote that. They don't promote the fact that all these famous people are still using film. And as a result, people start to think that film is dead. And people outside of our industry don't realize that, hey, you know what, film really is still the backbone of a great, huge chunk of the visual industry, and it's just people don't know it because companies like Kodak and Fuji and Ilford and all the other film manufacturers don't promote it. So what I suggested to Kodak was to put a video like this together, and I said, boy, there's nothing like hero worship to get somebody to buy film. That's exactly what Neil Young did here in this audio. There's nothing like testimonials from people whose music you love to make you want to buy a new music player and switch over formats. It makes total sense. And it's the kind of thing that, to me, it's a no-brainer. And so what I guess I'm getting at in this audio is how angry I am at the fact that our industry, you know, hasn't taken the cue from the audio industry. I mean, vinyl right now is still considered the gold standard. Everybody who's in audio, that's a musician, would love to have vinyl. Pono, I think, now is going to become the more accessible gold standard for most musicians. MP3s and CDs are out the door. You know, I'm not saying that digital isn't going to survive, but I'm saying there's a sustainable path for film and digital to coexist. And that's really what we're looking for going forward here. So watch the videos, share the videos, and start the conversation. The next time somebody tells you that the future of photography is digital, or that, you know, photography has been digital now for too many years, it's not going to switch back, tell them they're full of crap, because they are full of crap. Because the audio industry has been digital a whole lot longer than the photography industry has, and yet they're about to completely switch. And there's no reason that the visual industry can't take a cue from them. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.